That was Link Ray, gang. He was like in his 70s when he recorded that. That was Rumble on the Docks from Shadow Man, 1997. He recorded Rumble in 58. He had been around like for 10 years before then. An amazing, amazing guy. I had the privilege to meet him and interview him. And he was like, he's the Buddha of rock music. The guy's just so freaking centered. And he is so like enlightened about himself. And he kicks ass. It's awesome. So that was Link Ray, 1997. Before that, Deep Purple with Child in Time off of Live in Japan, the 21st Anniversary Collection, which is like six discs or something. Basically, they played a bunch of nights, and the original double album, you know, took one version from here and one version from there. The 21st Anniversary Collection, you get every version they played every night. It's freaking awesome, and I think that's the best Child in Time recording. That was, of course, 72, and prior to that, the sort of guitar-organ combo of 1967, that was the Strawberry Alarm Clock with The World's on Fire off of Incense and Peppermints. And if all you know about the Strawberry Alarm Clock is Incense and Peppermints, man, buy the freaking album, because that's on it. The lead guitarist for the Strawberry Alarm Clock was Ed King. He went on to join Lynyrd Skynyrd. So that should tell you something about his guitar playing. It's freaking amazing. So that was that set of music, gang. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together another 55 minutes, gang. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in a think tank. Two of the silliest hours in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we are once again traveling the globe in search of cool, obscure classic rock. We're going to Australia. The year is 1971. And I don't know, I guess if you were sad but liked hard rock music in Australia in 1971, you were probably listening to this.
Yeah.
That was Blood Rock with DOA off of Blood Rock 2 in 1970. That, in an edited form, in its single version, which is half the length, hit number 36 on the Billboard charts. That charted. That's got to be the most morose song to chart in the obscure classic rock genre, I think. And then we had two from Australia, two uplifting tunes. We heard Buffalo Till My Death. That's off of Volcanic Rock from 73. And Black Feather, On This Day That I Die. That's off of At the Mountains of Madness from 1971. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are here another 36 minutes. And then Belinda's here, Bubbles in the Think Tank, Two Silly Hours. Okay, got it. Moving right along, we are going down to Texas, 1969. We're going to a little thing called the Texas International Pop Festival. This bad boy had a crowd of 120, 150,000. No violent crimes, one death, one birth. There you go, circle of life. And let's see. Apparently, B.B. King was on the bill. Freaking everybody was on the bill. Santana, Johnny Winter, Delaney and Bonnie, Herbie Mann, Rotary Connection, Janis Joplin, Canned Heat, Chicago Transit Authority, you know, back when they were good. And a bunch of other people, the Nas, Spirit, 10 years after. But anyway, according to Wikipedia, B.B. King played all three nights. Grand Funk opened the show every day and played in the afternoon. B.B. King played the same time every night. And he told the same jokes and the same stories every night to a festival crowd, which does not change. So kind of funny. Anyway, we're going to go there. We're going to hear one of the bands I just mentioned. And it'll probably sound something like this.
Light shining in on. Said I'm with you, my love, yeah. It's early in the morning. If I don't get away, gone. Yeah. Try and find me. Walk behind me, I'm hiding inside a disused dairy shelter. Be a good boy, be a nice girl. Try a binding fluid, I know it will really help you. It will help you to think about your long lost friendship with a woman down the stairs. Stop the murder, take it further than you ever really intended to do. Kill the Iceman, stop the wedding, be as good as you can to the woman who loves you. Throw a tin can, I'm a new man. I've been shown a new way to turn all the men away from the front line, away from the barricade, away from the silver blade, away from the freezing cold, away from the goods that can't be sold, yeah, and the child that can't be told. Put your clothes on, I've just been taken on by the clothing department. If you want one, I will bring you a sample of all the things that they have made, things that they produce, things that have no use. Try and find me, walk behind me, I'm hiding inside a disused dairy shelter. Be a good boy, be a nice girl, try albinum fluid, I know it will really help you. It will help you to think about your long lost friendship with a woman down the stairs. Stop the murder, take it further than you ever really intended to do. Kill the Iceman, stop the wedding, be as good as you can to the woman who loves you.
throw a tin can. I'm a new man. Well, I've been shown a new way to turn all the men away from the front line, away from the barricade, away from the silver blade, away from the freezing cold, away from the goods that can't be sold, yeah, and the child that can't be told. Put your clothes on. I've just been taken on by the clothing department. If you want one, I will bring you a sample of all the things that they have made, things that they produce, things that have no use.
That was Pedo with Air Raid Shelter off of Hold Your Fire from 71. Free with Going Down Slow. Man, what a great version that is. Tons of Sobs from 69. Rotary Connection started us off. Sunshine of Your Love live at the Texas International Pop Festival 1969. Those guys were on Cadet Records, and the band was originally a vocal group, and then Cadet basically put their session musicians who had played on Electric Mud, the Exploito for Muddy Waters, as well as Howlin' Wolf's new album, which they tried to do the same thing with Howlin' Wolf, and apparently he hated it. So those guys went out with this vocal group. They became Rotary Connection, and I dig it. What can I say? That brings us to the end of this elongated episode of Classic Rock Mine. I hope you are a smarter, more frightened person on what you've learned from obscure classic rock, particularly the long cuts. And speaking of long cuts and long formats, while we all know he clears his throat dramatically, Belinda's a big fan of the 7-inch. But, you know, when she needs more, when she needs a larger format, say a 12-inch, she comes to Classic Rock Mine. And I mean that sentence in every way possible. So, as I have said many times over the course of this show, dig it and dig it deep. This one's going out to Belinda.
I don't want you to be no slave. I just wanna make love to you.